Bob and Dan, Jake, TC, Fahey, and look who's here on vacation, ladies and gentlemen. It's our male model. It's David Meinl.
I'm back.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Girlfriend let you out?
She did.
Happy vacation.
Thank you.
This is exciting.
Thank you so much.
Also in here are our interns. Look at this. It's the whole gang. It's Taylor and it's Adrian and Bear is not with us today. Big Chris, but here in spirit for the holiday song contest, Dan.
I call it Christmas songs, and I will till I die.
Good. Thank you.
Or until Trump, President Trump says we shouldn't. So, yeah, we all submitted ours. I just threw it out to the interns that, hey, in the past, interns have submitted some.
Right.
They've been ridiculed hard, and you don't have to do it if you don't want to. But apparently you felt...
We ain't never scared.
All right, so the interns gave us a song.
Look at them.
It's
full of promise, dreams still alive.
Very dicey on whether we should play this or not, because I haven't listened to it. Have you?
I never do, so the fact that you haven't listened to it gives us great faith in what we are about to play. Is
Jake said it's really good, though.
Jake?
Is that what I said?
He said it'd be really good to play it.
I said it would be really good to play it.
All right, well, let's. Is it okay if you guys bat leadoff?
Of course.
Asking them?
No, we're going last, it was, Chief.
It was kind of a, listen to your homes.
It was a leading question.
I brought you a sandwich today.
All right, yeah. Well, let's see what this class, the 2015 interns, can do besides find Homer calls all fall long and make lunch runs. Let's check their Christmas song.
And I'm just sensing a little bit of a lull right now. We don't got time for that. All right, let's go. Crank it.
Interns. Interns. It's the start of a new week. We watched all of the games. Thanks, P1, for the tweet. Next time, send a link. We mailed IMG and called some high school coach. Finally got an email back, but of course the call's too short.
Homer calls.
Dan is on our ass. I finally found the perfect call. Wait, the internet's out again.
Homer call.
Dan is on our ass. Finally started to record. Wait, it's buffering again.
Thursday's almost here. It's time to get in gear. Jake, please don't talk to us when Sports Fuhrer is near. Lunch will have to wait, not Jimmy John's again. I can't update my fantasy team cause Dan is walking in.
Homer calls.
Dan is on our ass. I finally found the perfect call. Wait, the internet's out again.
Homer call.
Dan is on our ass. Finally started to record. Wait, it's buffering again.
Is it just me, or since Donnie left, has the show gotten a little less black?
Whoa. I'm dreaming of a white bad radio. Just like before Donnie joined the show, where TC is always ticking, Bob and Dan's head glisten. Wonder what Jake is going to get. Mino.
I'm dreaming of a wide bad radio. With every tier of computers cry. Space is gay, Mino straight, Green Bay. That's what Bob should say. Even all the show's guests are super wide.
How long does this go?
Merry Christmas. Merry.
It's the Joel Klatt song.
Christmas.
Song bet.
Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
Is this it?
Merry.
It goes for a while.
It keeps going.
Christmas.
Like the Joel Klatt theme?
Merry. So it's
not a whole lot else.
No,
Christmas. From the Bad Radio Intern.
All right.
Okay, all right. Yay. Pretty strong entry from the interns. Nicely done. That's a... What?
Okay, if you say so.
I like
how they have the courage to not think that they have to rhyme. Like other songs. Even when presented the obvious opportunity where Dan is on our ass and the internet ran out of
maybe gas.
Yeah. Like I'm like, oh, obviously I see the line they've written here, and no, but they said I'm going in a different direction.
This is innovative.
Why rhyme? Yeah. Everybody else rhymes, and why be in tune?
That's awesome.
Trailblazer.
Well, listen, there's only so much you can do to be in tune, and some are not songbirds. We can't all.
Right. No.
Be perfect.
Boy, we do have a lot of white guests, though.
Yeah, well.
Just happened that way.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right. Who's next? Nice job, guys. Well done.
Yay, interns.
Thank you.
All right. Mino's
here.
Yeah. Mino, back from vacation.
I am. I've missed you guys.
We've missed you.
What have you guys been doing? Sports?
Radio.
And stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this, Faye. You got this? All right. It's going to get real. This is from the heart.
They wrote sexy stories of us over on the Reddit page. You don't believe in momentum and think that space is super gay. You love the song Hotline Bling. Jake, you need to know one thing. This song is not for you. I love the man in the news room.
Go to the next one.
The way you do those ticket tickers makes me horny in the ears. You're a big Chicago Bears fan, but they haven't won in years. We don't need Sean Bass no more now that Chuck is on middays. All I really want to do is taste your red velvet cake. I just love your HSOs. Your Florida boss was such a hoe. Jake, you just won't do. I love the man in the newsroom. T.C. Fleming Odez thinks you are really sneaky, creeping in the locker room. The Irish didn't make the playoff. There's no baby in that womb. I don't need to hear when Jake talks. You're the best on IJB. I really love it when you laugh. It sounds exactly like Pee-wee. 'Cause I just want a ticker, man. Please don't leave us for the fan. Jake, you just won't do. I love the man in the newsroom. TC, baby, oh. Those witty sports references really make me smile. You're such a great athlete with that 6-minute mile. You make my sports pants tingle when I hear that ticker jingle. TC said we're gonk and he didn't really mean it, but we still love him anyway. Hey, hey, oh, riding 2 tickers per hour is a very daunting task. Just a little fresh shea pepper is all that I really ask. I just love your HSOs. Your Florida boss was such a hoe. Kaylee won't have a clue that I love the man in the
news room. Can't hit the high note, but I love you anyway, TC.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
He makes a lot of great points.
Wow.
I thought you wanted to skip him.
It was a rash early reaction. I thought it was just a CD.
What are we supposed to do with that? Certainly not follow it.
Nah, no one could follow it. Well, maybe one man could. Great job, Mino.
Mino.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in on vacation.
That was worth coming back on vacation.
That's all I do.
That's well done.
Just write it down. I'm sure they'll pay you for it.
No, they won't.
The only one That's who true. Could possibly follow something of that magnitude would be a guy who was raised in the choir. Guy who actually has some singing talent.
But unfortunately, no jokes. So he does sports songs. Sports songs. Not about Chip Kelly this year. That's all played out. So instead, thought we'd offer a choir voice singing of a song that may or may not work in Yoki Paka. Here, pot me up. Ready? We have the league's best centerman on our own power play. Somehow we are now number one on this year's Christmas Day. Not confident Kari will lead us in the month of May. That's why Jim Neal has made so many trades. He has made trades. That's why Jim Neal has made so many trades. The team hops on the ice behind their captain, Jamie Benn. They line up John Klingberg and Val Nichushkin. Yerky, Yoka, Paka, Spezza, Sharp, and T. Sagan. And would you believe they have a bearded Ben, Jordy Ben? And would you believe they have a bearded Ben? Catch your breath. Collect your thoughts. We can do this.
Can I dance a little?
Please. Now can they win the Stanley Cup like back in 99? They might just need another player at the trade deadline. Things are really easier without Hicks' credit line. Oh, the Stars need more sports talking time, especially mine. Oh, the Stars need more sports talking time. One more verse, guys. In fact, you know what? Let's kick it up an octave. What do you think of that?
I don't even know what it means.
Little note change here. I understand that hockey might not be your sport of choice, but Stars are your best chance to fill your sports heart with some joy. Football dreams all ended with Nine's collarbone destroyed. We're sorry for the four-win Cowboys. Four-win Cowboys. We're sorry for the four-win Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's all I got, really.
That did work in Yoki Paka.
It did work in Yoki Paka. That was the whole goal, and then we built a song around that. All right, so that's half the crew. There are actually more songs. Guilty as charged. In fact, I even see backup singers assembling. This is really weird, but the next segment should be even better. Next on the ticket.
All right, let's do this thing. It's 2:35. We're in the middle of Christmas songs. Jake said, to end on a high, you might want to stop with me. Like,
wow.
Jake demanded the last slot. I'm like, all right, dude. I mean,
it's like in the shootout. You just want confident players in the shootout.
Are you sure you don't want me? I'll go. And he said, no.
How many days do you guys have left?
No one is ever going last as long as I'm on this show. So,
isn't
before
this fun,
I.
Christina?
Christina's in here, too.
Yeah. Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Going good so far.
You got a song for us?
What are you wearing? okay. So we'll get to her in a moment. She's joining TC for his gig. I need to play this before my song. No real relation. Just thought you guys might like to hear this for Christmas. It's 50 seconds long. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, I think you guys are being way too hard on Dave Campo, considering the roster he had to work with.
Please. What? We're being hard on Dave Campo.
You're saying the same thing to me about Wade Phillips.
I know, but you daily call him an idiot. I mean,
nobody did more. Nobody did
more
to undermine Wade's image and credibility in this town than you with the fake Wade.
It was a fake. It was humor. It wasn't serious sports opinion. Yeah, it was humor.
Okay, I get it.
Really? You really think that I was harder on Wade Phillips when I defended him here weekly?
I think I want your job where I can play both sides of it, where I can do the fake Wade and do more to demean him than anybody in this town, and then on the other side do more to praise him. I want that job.
Jeez. Okay. Well, I guess work up a Jason Garrett impersonation and you can do it.
Okay.
No real reason to play that. I just thought you'd like to hear it.
Oh, it's not inspiring your... I think it is inspiring your song.
No real reason. I just thought, hey...
It's a weird place to put it otherwise.
We haven't played it in a while. All right, I switched cables. I hope this one works better. Here, let me give you my Christmas song before we end on a high with Jake, right? There we go. You ready, musicians? Let's go. Who is the worst coach in all of the Cowboys lore? The talk Craig Miller broached had the muser's floor. Craig thought it was Wade. Giorgio said no. Then Rich Phillips came to Jubb's aid, which led to a low blow. Oh, muser's fight, muser's fight, muser's fight, hooray! Rub my hands together, now we'll have audio to play. Hey! Musers fight, musers fight, musers fight, hooray! Just like with Red Riding Hood, you know it's a good day. Nobody did more to his credibility by doing the fake Wade, giggling with glee. I think I want your job where I can play both sides. Jubb said, really, an utter geez. He thought June's crossed the line. Oh, musers fight, musers fight, musers fight, hooray. Rub my hands together, now we'll have audio to play. Hey, musers fight, musers fight, musers fight, hooray. Like when you ripped old Blankenship, I know it's a special day. But you know Cumulus, they'll make this disappear. Won't be on the top 10 or the unticket, I fear. Fake Wade is just humor. Junior said, oh, okay. It didn't make that week's e-break, so we'll just have to play. The musers fight, musers fight, musers fight, hooray. Rub my hands together, now you know it's a good day. Hey, musers fight, musers fight, musers fight, hooray. Just like with Red Riding Hood, we'll have audio to play.
Yeah! We happy.
So, totally unrelated.
That's awesome.
To the piece of audio I played a moment ago.
Man, what a songwriter. All right, well, that leaves two in the Bad Radio Christmas song.
Well, we've already been informed, in fact, mandated that Jake's going last, right? That's the way it went in the meeting, I believe. So, in studio
start
now,
with look.
Joining us is TC.
Hey, boss.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, TC. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks
a lot,
man.
Not the newsroom. And Christina, the lovely Christina, who has a sister.
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
When is it Traffic Girl Sister Day? Haven't we had that?
I think the proper nomenclature is Traffic Reporter.
Traffic Reporter.
Oh,
I'm
thanks,
sorry.
Jake.
Person.
Thank you.
Traffic Person.
Not traffic skirt.
We don't label you by your gender. All right.
I didn't build the railroads. I've got the thing ready here.
Sir. flute.
That's me.
It's on first and goal of a 6-minute drive. DeShone Kizer will roll and go up by 1 point.
No kid.
When the season began.
No kid.
I said to the wife.
No kid.
If these Irish can.
No kid.
Yeah, I can go raw dog. That's fine. We'll do that.
Oh.
Thought this would be the time. But we allowed a field goal try. And I say to Ukropina, please go back to Herzegovina, or wherever you're from.
No kid.
And with that 3-point kick.
No kid.
TC Baby was dead.
No kid.
Now I wrap up my...
No kid.
When having intercourse. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Keyboard cat solo.
Wow.
A lot of content in the song.
Listen to them rock out that solo. This would be the time, but we allowed a field goal try. Now it's set that we won't mate. Let's take it out on Ohio State.
No kid.
It's probably just as well.
No kid.
Cause we're kind of poor.
No kid.
They're expensive as hell.
No kid.
I'm talking about children. You have to buy them a ton of things. You know, kindergarten costs more than college in some places.
That's true.
Not financially viable at this point of our lives. Not financially viable!
No,
would make more sense to save money, is the point I'm trying to make.
No,
wow.
Thank you.
That's it's a beautiful song right there.
Nice job, Christina. What
you sing better than I did, actually.
What was your thought that went through your head when TC's called you or texted you? Were you like, oh my gosh?
Yeah. And then I apologize because I have no singing talent whatsoever.
It's probably an honor to be involved in the Song of the Year.
It is an honor.
That's true. I wonder if she even thought of that.
Probably.
Well, this leads us and walks us right up to the big finale. And ladies and gentlemen, looks like he has geared himself up in almost a Gribble-type fashion where he's
stalking around,
talking himself into it, crunching ice, and now it appears he is ready to perform.
And much like Gribble, I'm godless, and after all of you guys' songs are all about religion and about the holiday spirit, I have a response. I feel offended and otherwise by all these Santa Christian carols. Who is Carol anyways? Did she used to be John? Then let's commend her courage and might. So we'll have a PC Christmas, but we can't call it Christmas, so we'll just call it second half of December and leave it at that. But what about that first half? And what about those other months? What are you, a month, this a-hole? These microaggressions are so brutish and dated. You're in my safe space and trampling on my right to celebrate my secular godlessness. I'm persecuted. This must have been what Jesus felt like. So don't wish me a Merry Christmas or comment on my fitness or gender, race, or sexuality or any of my traits. We've had enough of your hate speech. This feels like thrust to my safety. That coffee cup better not be red. If so, you'd be better off dead. All right, let's bring in some politically correct cheer with some help from our friends. First up, you may know him. It's Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells.
No disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays, okay?
No, not okay, Coach. Not even close. Certainly, Bob Sturm can help us ring in some PC cheer.
Ha, this is Todd Hall.
Bob? No.
There are any rules of sham?
No.
Don't let them fool you. They're Africans.
Last chance for you, Bob.
It's okay to say fairy.
No, it isn't okay to say fairy.
Or black or white or male or female, gay or straight, there are hateful details. I dream of a day where we all have gray skin. Our privates have been forcefully removed so that we have no gender, no religion. Our holidays are all emotionally neutral and we're asexual. And even the term we demeans those of us who are not part of the group that I could possibly be referring to. So don't wish me a Merry Christmas or comment on my fitness or gender, race, or sexuality or any of my traits. We've had enough of that hate speech that feels like threats to my safety. Persecuted just like Christ. Just like Christ. One more time, PC bros. We'll have a PC Christmas, but we can't call it Christmas, so we'll just call it second half of December and leave it at that. But what about that first half? And what about those other months? That coffee cup better not be red.
Yes. Hell of a note.
Big.
Man, that was commitment right there.
It deserved to be last.
Why was that? Why was that not periscoped? That's all we're seeing.
I wouldn't have been able to buy in like I did.
The bottom, just the bottom of his chin. He was skyward with that final note.
All right, nice job. Good times.
Take the rest of the day off, everybody.
All right, well, I mean, it's kind of, okay, that's the joke. All right, $250 on the ticket.